91.3 KXCI Tucson. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. And joining me now in the studio is Stephanie Nagel. She's a second-year graduate student in cognition. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you do at the U of A, Stephanie.
Well, I primarily study memory reconsolidation, and that's the idea that in addition to just having the memory consolidated or stabilized in the first place, that anytime that you recall the memory or retrieve it, that it returns the memory to kind of an unstable state. And this allows for things like updating of the memory or adding in new information. And it also relates to PTSD in that we would actually want to target the time when an intrusive memory is unstable to see if we could actually weaken the memory. So in addition to making the memory more likely to be updated, that unstable period can also make it more likely to be interfered with.
Wasn't there a movie?
There's a couple that whenever I think of memory movies, I think of Memento, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That's the one. So for folks who haven't seen that, that's somebody who went through a relationship that they want to forget. So they have their memory wiped of an entire person.
Yeah.
But it starts seeping back in, right?
Yeah, which is interesting. That's a great movie. It's one of my favorites, actually. And first of all, it would be difficult to remove a memory like that because everything is so interconnected.
Yeah.
And secondly, I think that's actually talking about it on a much more gross scale. So I'm thinking they're taking out parts of the brain or surgically taking out big chunks. But actually what we can do now is, at least in rats, it's shown that, for example, during sleep, during the consolidation process, you can see cells that were part of what just happened in the rat's waking experience reactivating in the same order during sleep. And so I would actually think we could target it a little bit more in a fine-tuned manner than in Eternal Sunshine now.
Wow. Yeah. How did you get interested in this?
I've always been pretty interested in memory. To me, it's just the coolest thing. It's what makes us us. And the idea that it's so malleable all the time is very fascinating, because that means that our idea of ourselves and our experience is really constantly changing. In a way, we're kind of remembering the last time we remembered.
That's very interesting. What are you going to do with this research in the future, do you think?
I would like to continue on with memory research. I'm also interested in drugs of treatment, so I wouldn't be opposed to working in more of a pharmaceutical setting as well. But at this point, I am really just kind of enjoying what I'm doing now and trying to get the most out of that. So it's hard to say what I'll do in, you know, 4 or 5 years when I graduate.
Yeah. So you'll be at the U of A until then, you believe?
Yeah. PhD is still kind of a ways off. Yeah.
That's okay. You'll get there. And so tell me a little bit, what does music do for you in your life?
For me, it gives me, you know, again, talking about memory, it gives me kind of a nice context for some of my memories. It's I view it as kind of the soundtrack, you know, for things. And so I really like having some emotional or attachments and memories to certain music, and then being able to go back and listen to it, compare how I felt then to where I am now, and be reminded.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming in, Stephanie.
Thank you.